We are up to Simen Tov Resh Lamed Tes Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Sif Beis today. Ochlim v'shosim v'yishenim basukah kol zayin. One eats, drinks, and sleeps in the sukkah all 7 days, bein bayom, bein balayla, both by day as well as by night. V'ein yishenim chutz l'sukkah afilu shenas arai. One could not even have a haphazard or temporary sleep outside the sukkah. So this is the difference between eating and sleeping, where in the case of eating, we will soon see in the Mechaber that you can have a small snack outside the sukkah. Not so for sleeping, even the smallest amount is also. The Mishnah Berurah speculates that it may be that a small shear, less than the shear of what we call a shenas arai, which is the amount of time that it takes to walk 100 amas, it could be that less than that is not even called arai. But he does bring down in the Bir Halacha that you shouldn't even put your head down between your knees on your lap for the sake of taking a little nap, because you never know how long you're going to sleep. Plus, since people sometimes do that and that is their entire sleep, it would not have a shame arai, it would be considered keva, and that you're living outside your sukkah. So lamaisa, one should not intentionally sleep outside the sukkah at all. If someone fell asleep outside the sukkah, as soon as he wakes up, he should go running into the sukkah. He does not have the right to go back to sleep afterwards, since it was also for him to sleep outside the sukkah in the first place. Avol muter lechol achilas arai chutz the sukkah. But an achilas arai outside the sukkah is permissible. V'kama achilas arai, what's considered a haphazard or temporary meal? Eating, not a meal. Kebeitza mipas, up until a kebeitza of bread. Umuter lishtos mayim v'yayim v'lechol peris avafilu kovalayu chutz the sukkah. With regard to water, wine, or fruit, there is no shear whatsoever. He can eat that outside the sukkah as much as he eats. Umishayach mral atzmo v'lo yishta chutz the sukkah afilu mayim areza meshubach. Where someone who doesn't even have water outside the sukkah, that is a wonderful thing. The Mishnah Berurah says, but you're not called a hedyot if you don't do it. Now, with regard to what you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, so here it says, the Mishnah Berurah says, that even meat or cheese or fish, that's considered like peris, and you're allowed to eat as much as you want of it outside the sukkah. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, if someone is really koveya his suda on them, like he's really having lunch without bread, he really should not be eating outside the sukkah. With regard to wine, some hold that there's something called a kfiyas al hayayin, where you get together to drink. This is whether you're eating with other people or that you're eating a large amount. In this case, if you're drinking a large amount, getting together to drink, some hold that that's considered a keva, and that would not be mutter outside the sukkah. Now, with regard to bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says not to make a bracha on wine of leishe basukkah, only to make a bracha either on bread, more than a kebeitza, or any dish of the 5 grains, as long as you're eating amount that you are kaveya suda on. The amount that to you is enough for this meal. The best thing the Mishnah Berurah holds is that getting together and drinking with other people should not be done, only tochas suda, because that too may be considered a keva, or eat bread with it, you know, turn it into a suda, or get a tafshul of chameshes mine dogan and be koveya suda on that. Now, further, the tafshul hosu mechameshes minim im koveya lov choshev keva v'tzorach sukkah. So if a person is koveya suda on a tafshul of the chameshes mine dogan, the halachi is that needs a sukkah. Now, the halachi is that a little more than a kebeitza would not be enough there. It's got to be a shear that either you or somebody else would be kaveya suda on. The Maimer Martcha, by the way, is of the opinion the Mishnah Berurah brings it, that if this is your lunch, it's considered a kvias, if it's a tafshal v'chameshes mine dagam. But what happens if it's not? What if you're just eating a little more than a kebeitza? If it's just a tafshal v'chameshes mine dagon, the halachi is that you would not make a brach on it, and you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. How about cake? So cake does not have the din of bread, And if you just eat a kibbetz of it, you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. But if you're koveya on it, if to you this is something of a meal, the halacha is that you can actually make a bracha. Now, also, if you're using this in place of a suda for kiddush b'makom suda, you make kiddush and you have some cake. Since you're calling it a suda for kiddush b'makom suda, this would have to be eaten in the sukkah, and you have to make a bracha on it. Now, what happens if you're just eating some cake? You eat a kibbetz of cake and nothing more than that. Really, it doesn't need a bracha. The minhag ha'olam seems to be that people do make a bracha on it. The Mishnah Berurah says that the best thing is make sure you stay in the sukkah afterwards and have kavana that your leishev b'sukkah is covering your sitting in the sukkah afterwards too. Because mikra din sitting itself is machayev a bracha. But if all you're doing is eating a kibbetz of pas and then leaving the sukkah, he doesn't really see how one should make a bracha, although the minhag ha'olam is to make one. Says the Rama now. Hago mashenogim lahogol achshav. That the minhag today is to be makel with regard to sleep, and the only people that sleep in the sukkah are medaktik in the mitzvahs. Yesh omim mishum tzina. It could be because it's cold. Yesh tzar lishn b'makomas akarim. It's difficult to sleep in cold places. V'li nira mishum the mitzvah sukkah ishu beiso ishvi ishto kederach shu derach kalashana. The mitzvah of Teshu Kein Taduru is to live in your sukkah the way you live in your house. Where you're not going to be able to have a private sukkah to sleep in together with your wife, that's not a normal way of living, and that's why you're potter. Whereas, V'tov La'achmer, says the Ramah, the ideal is the other way around. The best thing is have a private sukkah, v'liyosham im ishto, k'moshu udar kol hashana, im efshar liyoslo sukkah miyuchedes. If you can, if it's at all possible, you should have a private sukkah and be there with your wife. The Magen Avraham says that pshat is because one is mitzar if he's not with his wife. It's not a matter of just teishu came to duru, but it's a psul, one is going to end up being mitzar, so he's potter from sukkah because of that. Lamaisa, the Magen Avraham doesn't really see it as more than a limud zchus, and the Gra too says that one should not be makel. So unless it's really cold, where it's difficult to sleep outside, l'fi the Mishnah Berurah, one is supposed to sleep in the sukkah.